From around about 1983, that's New Edition with Candy Girl. Ono Costens took us out of the blue, and Justin Prime and Vito Mendez, they just said tear it down. It's 8 o'clock on the Wild Coast Wake Up and News Time. In your top stories at this hour, Falani says political interference in the police is common. Minister Kubaya denies Bitoy's request for a state lawyer, and NUMSA will march to the US embassy. Former National Police Commissioner Komotso Falani says political interference in the operations of the police service has been happening for many years. Falani appeared before Parliament's ad hoc committee into allegations of police corruption yesterday. The committee is investigating allegations that politicians and police officers are working with criminals. Falani says political interference in the police increased after Jacob Zuma became president of the ANC. He says interference has a bad impact on senior managers in the police. The Minister of Justice, Momoloko Kubaya, has denied Shamilia Bitoy's request for a state-funded lawyer. The retired National Director of Public Prosecutions requested the lawyer after she walked out of an inquiry into the Johannesburg prosecution's head, Andrew Choke. Bitoy admitted that she did not ask for permission to leave the inquiry. Minister Kubaya says that if Bitoy still wants to consult an attorney, an advocate on the matter, she must do so at her own expense. The Gauteng Department of Education has assured parents that their children will find schools. Thousands of pupils in the province are still looking for schools. Many schools in Gauteng have reached capacity. However, the province says it has a plan to accommodate all pupils. Parents have criticized the department's handling of the application process for school places. The Good Party has welcomed the arrest of two law enforcement officers in Cape Town. The officers were arrested for allegations of corruption in Paro on Tuesday. The allegation, they allegedly tried to extort a bribe from a motorist who was caught drunk driving earlier this month. The Good Party's Jonathan Capito says this case of corruption amongst the city's law enforcement officers is not an isolated incident. The National Union of Metalworkers of SA, or NUMSA, says the United States of America's attack on Venezuela was unlawful and criminal. America abducted the Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife on allegations that they are producing drugs. NUMSA says it will march to the American embassy in Santa to show support for the people of Venezuela. NUMSA says the workers must stand with the people of Venezuela. And moving to international news, Denmark says there are still disagreements with the United States of America over Greenland. The two governments met yesterday following the US threats to take over the island nation for security reasons. America has faced global criticism for its plans for Greenland. Greenland and Denmark say the island is not for sale and the US threats to take it by force are reckless. Financials: gold selling at $4,593.64 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $64.42, $1 16.42, the British pound £22.05, and the euro £19.11. A Bitcoin is currently $96,242.82. And that's all for this bulletin. Wrapping up the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up, doing it all again tomorrow morning, keeping it good. And if you're out and about today, stay cool. It's going to be another warm day in Wild Coast country. Have a safe day. Until tomorrow then. Ciao, ciao.
Streaming worldwide. Wild Coast Radio.
I wonder if it's true.